The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. The ruin of Jerusalem and the end of the world. Jesus left the temple, and as he was walking away, his disciples came to him and pointed out to him the imposing temple buildings. But he said, "You see all this? Truly, I say to you, not one stone will be left upon another here. All will be torn down." Later, when Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples approached him privately and asked, "Tell us when this will take place. What sign will be given us of your coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered, "Be on your guard, and let no one mislead you. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and they will mislead many people. You will hear about wars and rumors of wars, but do not be troubled, for these things must happen. But the end is still to come. Nations will fight one another, and kingdoms oppose one another. There will be famine and earthquakes in different places. But all this is only the beginning, the first pains of childbirth. Then they will arrest you. They will torture and kill you. All nations will hate you, for you bear my name. In those days, many will be led into sin. They will betray and hate one another. False prophets will appear and mislead many. And because of such great wickedness, love in many people will grow cold. But the one who holds out to the end will be saved. The good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world to all nations, a testament to all peoples. Then will the end come. When you see what the prophet Daniel spoke about, the idol of the invader set up in the temple, let the reader understand. Then let those in Judea flee to the mountains. If you are on the housetop, do not come down to take anything with you. If you are in the field, do not turn back to fetch your coat. How hard it will be for pregnant women and for mothers with babies at the breast. Pray that you don't have to flee in winter or on a Sabbath, for there will be great tribulation, such as was never known from the beginning of the world until now, and is never to be known again. And if that time were not to be shortened, no one would survive. But God will shorten those days for the sake of his chosen ones. Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, the Messiah is here,' he is there. Do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders so great that they would deceive even God's chosen people if that were possible. See, I have told you everything ahead of time. So if anyone tells you he is in the desert, do not go. If they say he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it, for the coming of the Son of Man will be like lightning, which flashes from the east even to the west. Wherever the body is, the vultures will gather. The coming of the Son of Man. And later, after that distress, the sun will grow dark, the moon will not give its light, The stars will fall from the skies, and the whole universe will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, as all the nations of the earth beat their breasts. They will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with divine power and great glory. He will send his angels to sound the trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones from the four winds, from one end of the earth to the other. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches grow tender, and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things, know that the time is near, even at the door. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But as for that day and that hour, no one knows when it will come, not even the angels of God, nor the Son, but only the Father. At the coming of the Son of Man, it will be just as it was in the time of Noah. In those days, before the flood, people were eating and drinking and marrying until that day when Noah went into the ark. Yet they did not know what would happen until the flood came and swept them away. So will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Of two men in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Of two women grinding wheat together at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Be on the alert. Stay awake then, for you do not know what day your Lord will come. Obviously, if the owner of the house knew at what time the thief was coming, he would certainly stay up and not allow his house to be broken into. So be alert, for the Son of Man will come at the hour you least expect. Imagine a faithful and prudent servant, whom his master has put in charge of his household, to give them food at the proper time. Fortunate indeed is that servant, whom his master will find at work when he comes. Truly, I say to you, his Lord will entrust him with everything he has. Not so with the bad servant, who thinks, "My master is delayed," and he begins to ill-treat his fellow servants, while eating and drinking with drunkards. But his master will come on the day he does not know, and at the hour he least expects. He will punish that servant severely and place him with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.